I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
Good morning. Today's national unemployment rate fell below 4% to 3.9%, the sharpest one-year drop in unemployment in United States history. The first time the unemployment rate has been under 4% in the first year of a presidential term in 50 years. 3.9% unemployment rate. Years faster than experts said we'd be able to do it. And we have added 6.4 million new jobs since January of last year, in 1 year. That's the most jobs in any calendar year by any president in history. How did that happen? Well, the American Rescue Plan got the economy off its back and moving again, back on its feet, getting over 200 million Americans fully vaccinated, got people out of their homes and back to work, even in the face of wave after wave of COVID. We got schools open. We got booster shots. We brought down the poverty rate. It went from 20 million people on unemployment rolls a year ago to under 2 million people on the unemployment rolls today. America's back to work, and there are more historical accomplishments. The increase in Americans joining the labor force was the fastest this year of any year since 1996. And among prime-age workers, ages 25 to 54, their increase in labor force participation was the biggest in 43 years. Record job creation, record unemployment declines, record increases in the people in the labor force. I would argue the Biden economic plan is working and is getting America back to work, back on its feet. But the record doesn't stop there. Today's report also tells us that record wage gains, especially for workers in some of America's toughest jobs, women and men who work in the frontline jobs in restaurants, hotels, travel, tourism, desk clerks, line cooks, waitstaff, bellmen, they all saw their wages at a historic high, the highest in history. Their pay went up almost 16% this year, far ahead of inflation, which is still a concern. Overall, wage gains for all workers who were not supervisors went up more in 2021 than any year in four decades. There's been a lot of press coverage about people quitting their jobs. Well, today's report tells you why. Americans are moving up to better jobs with better pay, with better benefits. That's why they're quitting their jobs. This isn't about workers walking away and refusing to work. It's about workers able to take a step up to provide for themselves and their families. This is the kind of recovery I promised and hoped for the American people, where the biggest benefits go to the people who work the hardest and are more often left behind. The people who have been ignored before, the people who just want a decent chance to build a decent life for their families, just given a clear shot. For them, wages are up, job opportunities are up, layoffs are down to the lowest levels in decades, and there are more chances than ever to get ahead. No wonder one leading economic analyst described what we've accomplished in 2021 as the strongest first-year economic track record of any president in the last 50 years. Today, America is the only leading economy in the world where the economy as a whole is stronger than before the pandemic. Now I hear Republicans say today that my talking about this strong record shows that I don't understand. I don't understand. A lot of people are still suffering, they say. Well, they are. Or that I'm not focused on inflation. Malarkey. They want to talk down the recovery because they voted against the legislation that made it happen. They voted against the tax cuts for middle-class families. They voted against the funds we needed to reopen our schools, to keep police officers and firefighters on the job, to lower health care premiums. They voted against the funds we're now using to buy COVID booster shots and more antiviral pills. I refuse to let them stand in the way of this recovery. And now my focus is on keeping this recovery strong and durable, notwithstanding Republican obstructionism. Because, you know, I know that even as jobs and families' incomes have recovered, families are still feeling the pinch of prices and cost. So we're taking that on as well. And that's the way to do that is not to step back from the economic progress we've made, but to build on it. I've laid out a three-part plan to address costs families are facing. One, first part of that plan, fixing the supply chain. Two, protecting consumers and promoting competition. Three, lowering kitchen table costs, including with my Build Back Better Act. And it's urgent we get moving on all of it without delay, because at this moment, as a country, we face an important choice. Do we take the steps to create an economy with strong, sustainable growth, higher wages, and more opportunity for all Americans? Or do we settle for an economy that wasn't working for our middle class even before the pandemic began? An economy that delivered sluggish growth, stagnant wages, limited opportunities. I'm not an economist, but I've been doing this a long time. But here's the way to look at it. If car prices are too high right now, there are two solutions. You increase the supply of cars by making more of them, or you reduce demand for cars by making Americans poorer. That's the choice. Believe it or not, there's a lot of people in the second camp. Their view of the economy says the only solution to our current future challenges is to make the working families that are the backbone of our country poor, or keep them in the state they're in. I reject it.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.